The following is a production of Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary. For more information about the seminary, how you can support it, or applying to become a student, please visit www.gpts.edu. Hello and welcome to another edition of Confessing Our Hope, the podcast of Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary. My name is Zach Groff and I'm the host of the podcast. On this episode, I'm going to do something a little bit different. This is almost like a commercial, so forgive me for unabashedly and shamelessly promoting the seminary here and things going on in January that I think will be of great interest to you, our beloved listeners. Every January, or each January here at the seminary, the faculty host visitors and students for a number of intensive classes. And this year, or this upcoming January term, I should say, we have something extra special in store for those who would be interested in spending some time with us. Each of the classes that we're offering, and we're offering five intensive courses this January, are open to the public, or at least certain segments of the public. I want to take some time today to describe each class to you and to encourage you to consider joining us as an auditor, or if you're a student at another seminary, perhaps for transfer credit or elective credit. The first class I want to highlight with you is Presbyterian Church History with Dr. Nick Wilborn. Dr. Wilborn is not only an adjunct faculty member here at Greenville Seminary, but he's also the pastor of Covenant Presbyterian Church in Oak Ridge. And in Presbyterian Church History, he will take us through a tour de force of Presbyterian Church history, starting with Calvin and Knox, moving through the history of the Presbyterian Church in Scotland, and then primarily focusing on American Presbyterian Church history in the 18th, 19th, and 20th centuries, taking us all the way through to today. The course in January will go from January 13th to 17th, and it involves 3 days of classroom lectures and 2 days of touring in Columbia and Charleston, South Carolina. I can speak from experience, having gotten a history minor at Temple University, which is known for its public history course offerings, to say that public history, history that you can go and visit the sites and take tours of and walk through cemeteries and see gravestones and all these different things, is a crucial element in really getting your mind wrapped around the movement and the narrative of history in a particular place, among a particular people, in particular times. So I hope that you'll join us for this study of Presbyterian history and theology with particular emphasis on Scottish and American distinctives and contributions. The next class I want to highlight for you is open to ordained men and candidates for the gospel ministry only. This is Introduction to Homiletics with Pastor Breno Macedo. He's a graduate of Greenville Seminary. He also has his THM from Puritan Reformed Theological Seminary, where he's working on his PhD, and he's been a pastor in Brazil and now also in Michigan. He will guide us in an introductory level homiletics course on January 6th through the 17th in 2020. What you'll notice is that there's 2 weeks of coursework here involved. The first week will be made up of lectures from Mr. Macedo, and then the second week will be made up of practicum, where members of the class who are enrolled as full students will prepare and preach sermons or deliver sermons in class, and then be critiqued on the spot lovingly and winsomely by Pastor Macedo. This is a great course, and Dr. Pipa loves to recommend it to men who are currently serving in the pastorate because it's extremely helpful for just getting a refresher, getting another set of ears, so to speak, on your preaching and getting some helpful feedback. If you'd like to take that class as an auditor and you are currently a man who is preaching on a regular basis, either as a licentiate or as a pastor, then we will, in fact, involve you in the practicum element of the course as well for an additional fee. But if you just want to audit the class and sit in on the lectures, then that course is just at the standard auditor rate. And keep in mind that the real focus of the course here is on preaching as the main activity of the minister of the gospel. As Mr. Macedo testifies, it is the most glorious occupation in the whole world. Thus, it is necessary that men who are equipped excellently receive excellent training as well to exercise this most excellent occupation. Moving on to the third class, we're actually offering a unique elective with Dr. Ian Hamilton, one of our board members who will be in town with us in January from January 8th to the 14th, exclusive of the weekend dates. This course does go from a Wednesday through a Tuesday. But this is called Pastoral Theology of John Owen and John Calvin. This is a course we have not offered here on campus in Taylor, South Carolina in the past, but it is one that Dr. Hamilton has taught at our Gateshead Extension Campus, Westminster Presbyterian Theological Seminary. This course will outline for us the emphatic features of John Owen's and John Calvin's theology and practice of pastoral care. And looking through the syllabus for this class, which I'm actually enrolled in for credit, I can't help but get excited to sit down and to drink deeply of the great resources that we have in the writings of John Calvin and John Owen and their model of pastoral ministry and how that's lived out in the 21st century where so much has changed. We'll be primarily drawing from the writings of Calvin and Owen as well as secondary source material like Sinclair Ferguson's biography of Owen and Scott Manetsch's monograph on Calvin's Company of Pastors. So that's, of course, again, January 8th to the 14th. I would love to see you in the classroom with us. I think that's going to be a deeply edifying time. This course is open to all who are interested, because whether you're a pastor or not, gaining a deeper appreciation and understanding of the theology of pastoral care of two of the greatest Reformed theologians and churchmen to in our history, in our tradition, will be supremely helpful to you. The next course I want to highlight for you is one of the most popular and beloved courses among students and graduates here at Greenville Seminary, and that is Reformed Worship with Dr. Piper. This course is, again, like the preaching course, really useful as a review course, as a refresher course for men who are in the daily grind of ministry, of preparing liturgies, of thinking through orders of worship, and not just the practical aspects of those things like music and whether to use a hymnal or a screen or what have you, but are used to, are maybe even a little tired out by grappling and wrestling with the theological implications of what we do in worship. Dr. Piper will instruct us in the theology and practice of Reformed worship on January 6th through the 10th. Again, this is rated one of the best classes offered at Greenville Seminary, and it's open to all who are interested, whether you are actively involved in worship leadership at your church or not, as a musician or as a pastor or an elder or another officer, or if you're just a layperson in the pew. This will be a very useful course to you. The core purpose of the class is for the class and class participants to be able to articulate what is covenantal worship, to develop its principles from Scripture, to trace its development in history, and to apply the principles of covenantal worship to the preparation and leading of worship. There is a practicum element in the class if you take it for credit, but as an auditor, you will benefit from each and all of the lectures and readings, and the readings are excellent. I really appreciated this class when I took it a few years ago. In fact, one of the writing assignments that I did for this class ended up getting published in the Confessional Presbyterian Journal at Dr. Wilborn's recommendation. So if this at all interests you and you'd like to mature a bit in your understanding of Reformed worship and biblical worship, then consider joining us for that course in January. Finally, our fifth and final class is Introduction to Biblical Counseling with Dr. Kevin Backus of the Bible Presbyterian Church of Grand Island, New York. Dr. Backus is also a certified biblical counselor with the Association of Certified Biblical Counselors, ACBC. And in this course, he will lay a foundation for biblical counseling. The course will be held January 20th to 24th, so it is the last intensive course that we will offer in January before diving into our spring semester. And again, this class is open to all who are interested. We are working right now at Greenville Seminary with ACBC to provide training to our students and those people in the community that ACBC would recognize as a requisite and fulfilling requirements for certification with them, of course, with additional training besides. So this is one of a two-part counseling program that we're introducing here at Greenville. Dr. Backus will, in the summer, teach a course on marriage and family counseling that we hope to offer each year as well. And these are required courses for all men who have matriculated into the Divinity program in the fall of 2019 or later. finally, they're looking a bit further ahead. There is a class that's coming up in the summertime with a man who is near and dear to my heart. That's Dr. Tim Whitmer. And while most people that I've heard around him call him Dr. Whitmer, I only know him as Pastor Tim. He was the pastor at Crossroads Community Church for 27 years, and that's the church that sent me to seminary. And he's currently pastoring in New Holland, Pennsylvania, at St. Stephen's Reformed Church, a church that he led out of the UCC and into the PCA, into a new chapter of or a chapter of New and Revitalized Health. In this class called The Shepherd Leader, held July 20th to 24th here in Greenville on main campus, Dr. Whitmer will work through his book, The Shepherd Leader, published by PNR Publishing in 2010, while drawing on other Reformed literature of pastoral care and practice. The course is billed as a summer institute for pastors, and in fact, it is restricted to men who are either in ordained ministry as pastors, elders, or deacons, or training for ordained ministry, so candidates for the ministry here. But we would encourage you all to come and join us. If you're coming for continuing education or personal enrichment as a pastor, the cost for that class is $225. If you're taking it for seminary credit, the cost is at the typical tuition rate here at Greenville, $200 a credit hour plus fees. But those winter classes are only $30 a credit hour for auditors. And so the two-credit classes are $60 total, and the three-credit class is $90. So whether you're interested in the winter class or the summer class, I encourage you to visit our website, read up more about it, see how to register, or contact us here at the seminary for more information. You can contact us at info@gpts.edu, or you can contact our admissions department directly at admissions@gpts.edu. For more information about the winter classes, please visit gpts.edu/winter. Again, that's gpts.edu/winter. And for more information about the summer class, please visit gpts.edu/summer. You'll be hearing more about these classes in coming weeks and months here on the podcast and through other media owned by the seminary and managed by us. But in the meantime, allow this to be an initial entree or introduction to some of the course offerings that we have, intensive course offerings that we have, open to the general public and seminary students here at Greenville Seminary and elsewhere. Thank you for your time. I appreciate this slight diversion from our regular programming, but I just needed to get this information off my chest and into your head so that you can consider joining us for what promises to be soul-enriching and ministry-edifying content and instruction here at Greenville Seminary. With all that being said, take care and God bless you. For more information about the seminary, please visit www.gpts.edu.